So when we started off, the capacity matrix was, it was more like a checklist, like do this, do this, do this. And there weren't maybe like dates on there. It was just kind of like one to the next. And so we're actually going to change it next year because some of our students, when we, especially at the high school, when they started, they're like, oh, go at your own pace. And realize like, okay, a high schooler takes that and says, I'll just chill all year long and in June I'll do my work. So we're having to fix some things. And so we're going to call it a pacing matrix. And those are already, those have been changed. And so the pacing guide has the dates. And what I have done as the teacher is I say, okay, I'm the expert in what needs to be taught. I know how long it should take for each of this. And so I've given the students those dates. And they know, hey, from 1:25 to 2:03, this is what should be done in this period of time. Now, if they can go faster, great, go faster. But and so that's what the capacity matrix pacing guide, and again, we're just going to call it kind of pacing matrix next year, kind of blend them all together. It lets them know kind of the assignments that have to go along with it. And then we also put the, and different grades do it a little bit different, but we've put the standard behind it so the kid knows, hey, these are like assignments right here, and this is the assignment that's going to go into educate, and this is the standard it's going to go underneath. That's what the capacity matrix is meant to do, is to let them see the whole semester at a glance.